the NFL draft within a couple of weeks, and the Cardinals sitting in a really interesting place. Our great pleasure to talk about this with former player NFL Network's Bucky Brooks. Bucky, what's happening?
What's up, Bucky?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate that. A lot of excitement in the Valley about controlling the NFL draft with the number four pick. Do you believe that four spot might be a very interesting position to be in with teams wanting to trade up to the Cardinals to get that pick from them?
I mean, I think it's interesting for the Cardinals because either they're going to land a blue chip player or they're going to get valuable draft assets because someone wants to trade up. The Cardinals have to be ready and prepared to pick because we may speculate on the outside that someone wants to get in to that four hole to take a talented quarterback, but everyone may not see the quarterbacks in the same light. So it will be interesting to see what Monty Austin Ford elects to do with the fourth overall pick.
Bucky, if you put on your general manager hat for a while, if you had the opportunity and say you don't get the offer you want, you got to get the wide receiver to go out there with Kyler Murray. Is the big guy from Ohio State with all of his red zone touchdowns, is he the way to go with Marvin Harrison Jr.? Is he just clearly better than the other two receivers? Or do you try to trade back down from them? Did you try to do one of the other receivers and get another pick?
I think they all are very closely graded. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is special, but I think those other guys are also pretty good. Malik Nabers and Rome Odunze. A lot of it depends on what do the Cardinals want as their number one receiver. I would say that in most years, Marvin Harrison Jr. would be the number one receiver in any system, any style, any draft class, just because of the way he plays. I think he's very similar to Larry Fitzgerald in terms of how he dominates and how he does it. I would say in maybe a subtle, quiet fashion. Malik Nabers gives them a player with electrifying playmaking ability. I mean, this guy has the energy. He scores from anywhere on the field. He can do it in a spectacular fashion. And then Rome Odunze is kind of that physical Jamar Chase type, kind of overwhelms you, wears you down over the course of the game. Hard to bring down when he catches the ball in space, and smart as a whip because he can line up in any position. So really good options, really good choices available.
Now, you mentioned about the four spot, and if a team is looking into that quarterback, as somebody who watched the Michigan football, I'm kind of astounded and yet not really astounded at the momentum behind J.J. McCarthy. How does he grade out as a quarterback in your opinion?
I mean, I think he's a really good player. I think what everyone has to understand for a four-star, five-star recruit to decide that, hey, I want to go to Michigan where I can be the complement to what they do offensively, not I'm the driving force. To me, speaks volumes about his mentality, his willing to sacrifice. They talk about being a team-friendly environment. At Michigan, he was the leader of that. And so he has all the things that go along with being the winner guy because that's how he'd be perceived in this draft class. But he's also athletic and talented enough to make things happen when he had to. You look at the third down tape that you always can assess when you're a scout. I mean, he makes big-time throws. He makes big-time plays. When he's been tasked with doing it, he just hasn't been asked to do it a lot. I don't know if you can ding him for, like, people not being able to force him in the longer situations. You have to grade him for what he was. And for what he was, is a really, really good college prospect.
Cardinals need an edge rusher. They need somebody to get after the quarterback. Give me a name or two that you like that can get after the quarterback and start giving us those sacks.
Depends on when they want to take him. If they want to take him early, I mean, obviously the board is yours. If you talk about, like, waiting and until later in the draft, then later in the first round, then it becomes a little dicier. I would say, like, the guys that they talk about as pass rushers, it'd be in no particular order. Jared Verse, Dallas Turner, Laiatu Latu. Those three guys can get it done. They can get it done in a variety of ways. They can win with force or finesse off the edge, and those guys should be legitimate studs. If it comes down the line, then you start talking about Adarius Robinson, who comes from Missouri, who's more of a high-effort energy guy that can make it happen because he wears you down as an inside or outside player. You think about Child Robinson as a elite athlete who has tremendous first-step quickness and burst, just doesn't have a lot of production because he hasn't played a ton. So there are guys to be had in the opening stages of the draft. You just got to know exactly what you're looking for at that position.
Yeah, about it. Now, the Cardinals also need a shutdown corner. How does the market look for that in terms of draft picks and potential?
I mean, there's some good corners. I don't know about shutdown corners. I think we kind of loosely affix that to anybody. But, look, there are a lot of guys that can play on the island. Going to the top of the board, Quinyon Mitchell can certainly play. Batarian Arnold offers position flexibility inside, outside, can do a bunch of different things. You have other guys like Kool-Aid McKinstry, who's been a brand name for a while, who has solid technique, may not be the fastest, but is really, really good doing what he does on the perimeter. And then Nate Wiggins is super fast, super fluid. Turns and transitions are easy, but he's 175 pounds, and that might be an issue when it comes to defending the run.
Yeah, it sounds like a good year for some of the premium positions in the NFL for draft prospects. All right, last question for you. Theoretically, conceivably, conceptually, where do you fall on this? So if the Cardinals are sitting at 4 and they've got access to what might be a generational player, say you trade out of that, say you trade with Minnesota, now you've got the 11, the 23, you've got the 27 that was the Texans pick. Where do you fall on the quantity versus quality argument? Is there a danger in getting too far back with not being able to get back up if you so choose?
Yeah, and that's the danger trying to get cute when it comes to picks and all this other stuff. I would say that the best way to do this is take the best player. So if you're in range to get the best player, the player that you have targeted on your board, get him, because there's nothing like regretting missing out on a player that you wanted, who plays and tears it up in the league, and you don't get him because you tried to acquire an extra pick that oftentimes doesn't lead to a player that's really going to make your team.
Yeah, that is certainly the cautionary tale. Bucky, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.